Oh, shoot, Bob, I gave you one to rock. It's now 6-8.
Okay, copy that.
Ed, I never... You can't believe how tough it is getting around this river on this slope. I think I'll, I think we're probably pitch 20 and roll 20. I think I'll get over here and get a pan while we're waiting to sample. Oh, I gotta dust those radiators. I can't leave them like that. I tell you, this is not a very good place to dust them, though. Let me try one time. Oh, boy. Be careful, Gino. Need some help? Well, I need a little finesse, though. One thing to reach over here and do this on level ground. I don't know if I can do that. Not falling on the batteries. Well, I found a place to stand where I can take a pan. Bob, I'm going to have to give you a good battery brushing at the next site. I get half of them and I can't get the other half. It's too slopey.
EVA time, 1 hour, 27 minutes.
Let the covers are open. What are you working on, Jack?
I'm taking a pan.
Very good. I'm coming right now. I bet you a dollar to donut that you don't get a TGE reading.
Yeah, Dean, if it's easy enough to take it off, why don't you take it off the rover and we'll try and level it and the stuff.
Oh, come on. I'm not sure there's any place to put it on the ground level. No. You have to dig a place. Yeah, I'll do it. Okay, it's coming off. Well, I'll set it right up here.
It's gonna fall down a hill. You better stop off a good place.
Yeah.
Jack Schmidt, shooting panoramic photography.
That looks level to me. Can you see it from there?
Well, I can see it. I mean, is it... I don't know. I have no perspective anymore.
I don't either. Mark, gravity.
Copy the mark.
Flashing. Okay, now let me get to work. Okay. Now my fender got a little kinked here, which isn't going to help us.
Hey, Jack, can we see your cold visor up? You may want to put it down out here in the sun.
Well, I think I might. I can't see with it down. It's scratched. Bob, I'll use it. I think I can monitor that one. Hey, I'm standing on a boulder track. How does that make you feel? That makes me feel like I'm coming over to do some sampling. Think how it would have been if you were standing there before that boulder came by.
I'd rather not think about it.
Okay, let's go. You got a spot pick while you're here?
The big thing is let's get the boulder and then get in that east-west split.
Bob, I got an undocumented sample from the middle of the boulder track.
Copy that. Soil sample.
Woo! Soil sample. Gene, if you hit them off in there, it's going to be awful hard to find them. That's the problem. Did you pick a good spot way over here?
No, I didn't. I just was looking at it. I think we need to get in the light, though.
Well, I could see with my gold visor.
Let me put a sample in your bag.
Okay,
go ahead.
It's bag, it's 534. This boulder looks fairly uniform from top to bottom.
We've got to get a reference sample out. Let's get where we get that 90-degree picture, too. So we want to get on the, really ought to get on the sun side. Let me get that flap right there, though, to start with. I get that one off. Let's go over on the sun side, because we can't really photograph it.
Okay.
I got to get out of here first. Let's go through the split.
Well, okay, be careful, though.
Why don't we sample the split first? So we don't
look at that overhang.
Man, I tell you, if you get your shovel down there, you'd have a fly.
Yeah,
let's sample in the split first so that we don't get it too messed up. And we can sample some of this stuff. We want this overhang over here, Daniel, the north facing.